This article will explore the possible causes, symptoms, and some of the treatment approaches that may help to manage leaky gut syndrome, also known as intestinal permeability. This common health issue, which has gained a lot of attention in recent years within the field of gastroenterology and functional medicine, is a condition where the lining of the intestinal tract becomes more permeable than usual. The intestinal lining is responsible for regulating the passage of nutrients and substances from the gut into the bloodstream. Our intestines are lined by brush borders, which are crucial barriers of protection, only allowing necessary nutrients to pass through while keeping out harmful substances. With leaky gut syndrome, the intestinal barrier becomes compromised, allowing larger molecules such as undigested food particles, toxins, bacteria, and pathogens to pass through the intestinal lining. This can lead to many health issues and symptoms. It is undecided among health professionals whether leaky gut is a symptom of, or precursor to other gastrointestinal disorders like IBS and IBD. It is estimated that up to 75% of the North American population is affected by this condition in various intensities. Some people with milder symptoms may not even make the connection between how they feel and what they are eating. Even though the exact causes of leaky gut syndrome are still being researched, there are several potential factors that may contribute to this condition. Dietary factors, such as a high intake of processed foods, sugars, and a lack of dietary fiber can contribute to gut inflammation and increased permeability. In my opinion, an inadequate diet is a major cause. Some of the bad foods and chemicals that can negatively affect our gut health include genetically altered foods or GMO foods, food laced with pesticides, herbicides, emulsifiers, sugar, artificial sweeteners, glyphosate, and other harmful additives. Chronic stress has been linked to gastrointestinal issues, as there is a strong connection between the gut and mental health. Mental health issues are a cause and are also a symptom of this condition. Overuse of medications such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, like aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen, as well as antibiotics, may negatively impact gut health and contribute to increased permeability. Antibiotics kill bacteria but don't distinguish between the bad bacteria and healthy necessary bacteria in our guts. Killing of all bacteria causes a severe imbalance in our microbiome. Dysbiosis is a disruption or imbalance of gut microbiome, which causes an overgrowth of harmful bacteria and a reduction in beneficial bacteria. This overgrowth can be a result of food, too much sugar, and/or medications, such as antibiotics. Chemotherapy and radiation therapies can also degrade intestinal mucosa. Excessive alcohol consumption can irritate the gut lining and promote inflammation, potentially contributing to this condition. Food allergies or sensitivities such as gluten intolerance may also lead to gut inflammation, contributing to increased intestinal permeability. Common symptoms of leaky gut syndrome include digestion issues including abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, and gas. Increased sensitivity to certain foods, causing allergic reactions or intolerances. Skin problems like acne, eczema, and psoriasis. The passage of foreign substances into the bloodstream through the gut lining can trigger autoimmune disease, in which the body's immune response is activated to fight against its own tissues. Chronic fatigue and low energy levels are common symptoms. The body expends significant energy to convert food into energy, but if the food isn't properly absorbed and/or undesirable substances have permeated the gut wall, our bodies will use energy to fight what it considers dangerous to the system and conserve energy for vital systems like breathing and heartbeat. This internal battle and utilization of energy is why we feel tired and lethargic if we have a poor diet or leaky gut. Mood disorders are often experienced in individuals with this condition, including anxiety, depression, and rage, which are linked to gut-brain interactions through the vagus nerve. Joint pain can result from the inflammatory messengers that are released during the overall inflammatory response associated with leaky gut syndrome. This is often diagnosed as arthritis and treated with NSAIDs or anti-inflammatory medications, exacerbating the situation. Managing leaky gut syndrome often involves addressing and eliminating potential contributing factors while promoting gut healing. Here are possible treatment approaches to explore. Lifestyle modifications and stress management techniques like mindfulness meditation and yoga help reduce chronic stress and its impact on gut health. Focused meditation brings one into the present moment, which lessens the attachment to fear and anxiety. Adequate sleep and exercise help with stress, which positively affects the brain-gut connection. Digestive enzymes help break down food and aid digestion. Prebiotic foods, high fiber, and probiotic foods, fermented foods like strong yogurt, kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, miso, etc., and or probiotic supplements containing beneficial bacteria are helpful in restoring a healthy gut microbiome. Supplements like L-glutamine, zinc, iron, B12, folic acid, omega-3, potassium, calcium and vit-D are being studied for their potential to support gut healing and reduce intestinal permeability. However, there are many supplements on the market making huge claims on social media, so please be wary. Crohn's and Colitis Canada recommends reviewing the clinical guide to probiotic products found at www.probioticchart.ca. We can use food, proper diet, to manage our prebiotic and probiotic needs, but in severely imbalanced gastrointestinal cases, supplementation and/or medication may be necessary. Medication management is imperative if meds are a contributing cause of leaky gut syndrome. It is necessary to work with your healthcare provider to adjust dosages and/or explore possible alternatives. One issue with common anti-inflammatory meds is that they are used to combat inflammation and pain, but they themselves may contribute to gut permeability, which then contributes to inflammation and pain. It is beneficial to also work with a health coach, nutritionist, and/or naturopath when looking at solutions for these very common issues. In my opinion, dietary changes must be made to promote gut health. This may involve reducing or eliminating processed foods, sugars, gluten, dairy, and other common inflammation causers. The North American diet of pop, energy drinks, and fast food has caused an epidemic of health issues, starting in our guts. Food addiction must be addressed in a way that works with cravings rather than trying to completely eliminate them. Individuals with food sensitivities should try to identify and eliminate trigger foods that worsen symptoms. Nutritional coaching may be beneficial if one needs support in the dietary changes required to heal gastrointestinal conditions. In addition to the need to cut out certain unhealthy foods, there are many foods that help restore gut balance and ultimate health. People with leaky gut who modify their diets feel better, not only physically, but emotionally also. The gut-brain axis is a complex system that regulates cognitive function, mental health, inflammation, and pain levels. Incorporating an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, including a clean diet, regular exercise, stress reduction, and adequate sleep, may help reduce overall inflammation in the body. Claire Nielsen is a health coach, author, public speaker, and founder of www.elixirforlife.ca. The information provided in the above article is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional health and medical advice. Please consult a doctor or healthcare provider if you're seeking medical advice, diagnoses, and/or treatment.